Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Agent Daryl.
Hey, hey, hey.
once again, we're honored to be here at another Big B artist signing, which has always been awesome.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Every chance I get out here, I try to, definitely. I missed the last one, but we have a lot of fun with these, for sure.
Yeah, and today we're lucky enough to be here with artist Adam Gorham, who is the co-creator of The Violent for Image Comics. How's it going, sir?
It's going very well, thank you. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, no problem. Nice to meet you.
Niagara.
Likewise.
I love the sweater, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Got to represent.
Getting photos of that right now, yes. Yours to discover, right?
nice. So what can you tell us about your The Violent series?
So The Violent is a crime series set in Vancouver, and it's basically about this couple who, they used to be on the wrong side of the law. They have a daughter. They try to get their lives back on track. But, you know, their old lives catch up with them, and you know, just the pressures of trying to live a normal life with, like, you know, a criminal background and, you know, old habits, they can just get the better of some people. So basically, Mason, who's the husband, you know, his wife goes missing and he goes out to look for her, and just bad stuff ensues and bad decisions lead to worse decisions.
Nice. How'd you come up with the idea for this, actually?
Well, yeah, not quite personal experience, but no, Ed Brisson, the writer, he had this cooking by when he approached me to draw it. And so he had, you know, he had pretty much figured out by the time that we met. And like, he lives out in Vancouver, so this is a very personal story for him because it relates to a lot to, like, his experience living there and you know, seeing things there. And he's also big into crime, so.
So maybe not personal experience, but first-hand experience or first-hand witness.
Yeah, you could say that. So, you know, he does a lot of research and reading up on things. So, you know, there's bits of truth in a lot of the crime stuff that he writes, certainly in this book. It's very much a love letter and portrait of, like, you know, contemporary Vancouver. Very working class. It's like working class crime, basically.
Oh, nice.
There's no clandestine, like, drug rings or criminal empires. It's about, like I said, ordinary people who make bad decisions, which lead to worse decisions.
Cool. How many issues are out now?
So far, there are two. The third issue comes out next week, next Wednesday, March 2nd? Anyways.
That sounds about right. By the time this hits airwaves.
Yeah.
By the time this hits probably be out.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, issue 3 should be out now. And then issues 4 and 5 will tidy up the arc.
Nice, nice. Now, how long have you been drawing, and what was your first professional work?
I've been drawing since about 2008, and my first work of any kind, doing, like, you know, interior pages for a paycheck, was an indie book called The Vampire Conspiracy, which is based on an independent Canadian horror film. And so the writer and director of that film wanted to adapt his movie into a comic, and, you know, he was looking for an artist at the same time I was looking for art jobs.
Oh, cool.
You know, and then since then it's just been, like, you know, climbing the ladder, paving my way, honing my craft, that kind of thing. And I guess, like, my first, like, mainstream professional work would have been an issue of Zero from Image Comics, by writer, creator Alish Kant. So I did issue 12 of that, and that was kind of my first taste of working with Image and working in the professional realm.
Got your foot in the door, and then eventually the series got picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were checking out the work you were doing on the Ghostbusters Ninja Turtles series. And
yeah, you've got some great sense. Yeah. You have a very, not just dynamic, but kinetic style, I would say.
Oh, thank you.
You seem to capture the essence of motion very beautifully. It was the one with the taillights, which I really love, is back here, where you've got them swerving all across.
Oh, yeah.
from the camera eye angle.
Yeah, that was a sequence from Dead Drop.
It's very J.J. Abrams lens flare.
Yeah, that was from Dead Drop, a miniseries from Valiant, Valiant Entertainment, that Alish Kant wrote and I drew. And yeah, so that's a car chase that's taking place in a part of Brooklyn.
Yeah, you feel like you're on the road there, and you're right behind them. You'll follow that car.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that was a lot of fun to choreograph, and I'd never really done anything like it before, so I watched, like, I would go out and I'd watch films that I knew had car chases in them, like Ronin and The French Connection and Bullet, those kinds of
Steve McQueen classics. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, so I took my notes and, you know, tried to distill what I had seen in the films and put that onto paper. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with how it came out.
Yeah, they look fantastic.
Cool. Now, who were some of your influences starting out?
Well, I think like one of my earliest influences was Bernie Wrightson, and I discovered him reading Batman the Cult.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm a Stephen King fan, so he did all sorts of Stephen King stuff. He did the illustrations for The Stand, Creepshow.
Yeah,
he's a great horror writer, really.
Yeah,
yeah. And in the vein of the old EC stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and I, you know, when I was a kid, I was into horror and monsters and all that stuff, so it was really appealing. But also, I think what I took away from it was just his heavy aims, and like just the way he renders and hatches and uses shadows and spots as black. So yeah, for a long time he's somebody that I wouldn't necessarily try to emulate, but somebody that I'd have in mind when I drew.
He's a great one too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now other than your own creations, do you have a favorite character to draw?
For a long time, I think, like a lot of people, my go-to character to draw would be Batman. Super iconic and just fun.
Always easy to visualize. You know, it's, you don't really have to think hard about, okay, what does Batman look like?
Yeah, exactly.
It's iconic like that, exactly.
Yeah, it's very easy to visualize, but you can also play around a lot with compositions. You know, his cape is always doing something interesting, and... And like, you know, it's just you can get a lot out of him, and there's so many iterations of the character that you can, there's a lot of room to play around.
Yeah, you've got a couple Batman drawings here, and they're awesome, and one of them is very Michael Keaton-like, actually.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can draw Batman in a way where his uniform is very tactical and armor-like and realistic, where you can see, you know, its moving parts, and then other versions of Batman where it's literally just... you know, clothing over a very muscular figure, and I like doing
more Adam West.
Adam West is great too. I've drawn some Adam West.
Oh,
they're a lot of fun. Yeah, so he's just like I draw him a lot because he's a character that, you know, you can remix him, you can do him any way you want, and it's always fun.
Cool. Now, do you do all the conventions and stuff like that?
I do a fair bit of conventions. Like if there's a show in Toronto, I'm usually at it. So I'll be at the March Toronto Comic Con.
Oh, cool.
It's coming up in just a couple of weeks, I believe.
Oh yeah.
I'm usually at Toronto Fan Expo at the end of the summer. And then I get around in the States a fair bit. I'll be in Seattle at Emerald City Con. Which is in April. So, you know, I try to make as many appearances as I can handle.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. And where are you on social media?
On social media, you can find me on Instagram, Adam T. Gorham. On Twitter, Adam T. Gorham. I don't mix it up too much.
That's cool.
But I post frequently, and so you can kind of see things that I'm working on as they happen and in process.
Cool. Well, we have the new issue of The Violent to look forward to this this week. And anything else you'd like to plug?
Anything else I'd like to plug? Well, I'll be doing some upcoming covers over at Valiant Entertainment, namely for Divinity and a few other titles that haven't been solicited yet. And then, yeah, for now, that's about it.
So the Ghostbusters... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles covers.
Yeah, I did.
Those are awesome. Right,
thanks. Yeah, I did variants for that crossover. Those were tons of fun, and you know, I grew up with those properties, right? So get to
a good year for it too. We got the next Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie coming out this year, and all female Ghostbusters. So
yeah,
really intrigued to see how that's going to play out. And yeah, so I mean, that's what's on everybody's mind. So
yeah,
it's good that you can be right there where all the action's at for 2016.
sure.
Well, other than Ghostbusters, what other kinds of things do you geek out about?
Dinosaurs, to be honest with you.
Cool.
I would love to draw a dinosaur comic. And the only one on the market really is Age of Reptiles from Dark Horse, and I really love it. And it's just it's completely its own thing. But if I could do my own dinosaur comic, that would be grand.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
There's more than that. Right now in Marvel, there's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, which, you know, well, you got to admit, it's a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl just shook his head at that while he said it, too.
There's the occasional savage.
Even you weren't buying that. No, but like some kind of, you know, like 10,000 BC type story, you know, like just...
Something set in the past.
Yeah, something like fun like that.
Primal.
So, yeah, cool. Exactly. I would have a lot of fun drawing that.
I think, yeah, given, like I say, the kinetic aspect of your art, I think that'd be really cool to see, like actually seeing what a T-Rex would be like in full motion or something, like that, full gallop or something. I'd love to see something like that.
Yeah, and I'd love to do it.
All right, well, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us. We look forward to seeing more of your work and continued success.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Right. Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.